I'm Samara.
Good evening.
We will begin with the L'shem Yehud. Last night was day 4. You'll find the handout in many places on the Hashem website, but essentially it's Yehashem.com/Omer.
Has joined.
.htm.
Here they are.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Chag Sameach to whoever just arrived. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Urhimu Udhilu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Inea Naknu Vayim L'kayem Mitzvat Sefirata Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Le'otzrenu V'la'asot Ratzon Borenu Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. We have certain verses from the Psalms that we say prior to the blessing. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Igmor Biadi Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Azdecha Leolam Maaseh Yadicha El Teref Echra Elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alai V'yavor Alayich V'yarech Mitboseset Midamicha V'yamar Lecha B'damayich Chaye V'yamar Lecha B'damayich Chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, yo he wahe, Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu he yo. Adonai, yo he wahe, Adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu he yo. Elohe gedalta. Meod hod, v'chadar levashat. Levashta, o te'or k'shilama, no te'shemayim k'riya. And now for the blessing. Baruch atah, Aleph to the Taf, to the Hay of Malchut. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo. Yo Ahe Dawanu He Yo. Yud He Wav He Eloheinu. Melech haolam asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat haomer. The first letters of ha-sefirat haomer have a gematria of 65, the same as the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, representing a connection to the Malchut level. Hayom chamishi yamim la'omer. Today is day 5 of the Omer. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash Limkomo. Limkoma vehamachera beyaminu. Amen. Psalm 67, the menorah psalm. Lam natzeach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yivarkenu ya'er panav. Panav is a word that translates as his face. The first two letters can be the first letters of the phrase, falling face. And the last two letters are the male letters from the name of Hashem that we call Hashem. Falling face letters have a gematria of 130, which represents Mount Sinai and the giving of the Torah. Utilizing these letters to help balance yourself during this period of the Omer by connecting to the central column of the Tree of Life, which is another word for the Torah. Itanu sela lada'at ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha yoducha amim Elohim yoducha amim kulam yismechu v'ranenu. The letter Vav in the word Yismechu is the fifth letter in this verse. There are 49 letters in this verse. The letter Vav is a metaphor for a channel or a hook, as well as for the Torah. Utilize this channel called Torah to help bring you into balance today and every day. We run in leumim ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim baretz kan hem sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz natna yevula, yevarkenu Elohim, Eloheinu. Uvarkenu Elohim v'yiru oto kol asei aretz. And now for the Anabekoach. Ana bekoach gedulat shemincha tav. Meditate on the letter Tav, which is the last letter of the Aleph Bet. Look at the Tav. It has a foot reaching to the left, which indicates that there is always a new beginning after every end. Utilize this consciousness to bring additional balance when you are feeling low. What will you do to bring your new beginning? The letter Taf is the letter that is the channel between Yesod and Malchut. Meditate on expanding that channel so that more of the light of Shefa flows into our world. that you as the Malchut are able to absorb more of the light of Hashem, that you're able to share more of the light of Hashem in the physical world. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Cross Satan Terap Satan. Rearrange the letters at Sha'ar Katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as these are the entry points for the negative system. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Parnasa and healing. Barchem tacharem, rachame sidkatcha, tamid gamlem, betet resh, tzaditaf gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity and eternal victory. Pasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatach, et kuf bet tet nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod in its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid ge'e, lamcha p'nei, Zochre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. In the last verse, we say in a whisper, Step 8 is to realize the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov regarding the 42 stops that the children of Israel made in the desert. While they were wandering for these 42 stops, each of them is a metaphor for a certain stage of human life as we grow from birth to the completion of our tikkun in this lifetime. The fifth journey they left the Freedom Valley and crossed the Yam Suf toward the desert. They then traveled for 3 days in the Ethan Desert and camped in Mara. In actuality, they stopped after crossing the Yam Suf for a number of days. They didn't go directly to Mara. This journey, this fifth journey, is connected to the Tav of the first verse in the Anabekoa. And that letter Tav is the channel between the Malchut and the Yesod on the Tree of Life. The final stage of human maturation, as we move from our teenage years into full adulthood, is completely crossing over from the pure inner world of water into the dry, arid world of the desert. Indeed, Moses had to coerce the Jews to be away from the Red Sea, or the Yam Suf, out into the Shur desert, where they traveled 3 days without finding water. They didn't want to leave without finding water. They didn't want to leave the insulated cocoon of the Yam Suf, only to be thrown into a harsh and hostile desert, one that leads us into a state of bitterness, which is the word Mara. Yet leave we must. This is the purpose of our existence, to transform the wilderness into a divine sea. Because of their bitter waters, the place was called Mara, and in Hebrew it means bitter. When the Jewish people came to Mara and could not drink the bitter water, there they began to complain. "What shall we drink?" they demanded. When Moses cried out to Hashem, he showed him a certain tree. Moses threw it into the water, and the water became drinkable. The tree, according to the Zohar, was the Tree of Life. It was there that Hashem taught them survival techniques and methods, and there he tested them, just like the waters of Sota, the waters of the accused adulteress. And every one of the Jewish people who went through that test at Mara, and they all went through that test, everyone passed. There had been no adultery in Egypt. The journey to Mara refers to a stage in our own lives where we have encountered a bitter experience, a loss, a disappointment, some form of pain, sorrow, or illness. We then have two choices. Either we will complain, become bitter and overwhelmed with anguish and grief, or we will learn to rise to the occasion and discover the deeper, powerful light and sweetness that lays embedded within the dark and the bitter. We will come to understand that the reason for the bitterness is a cleansing process, and that cleansing process is the best thing for us at that moment. This is Hashem's love, and it's constant. We just need to understand that and recognize the truth of that statement. Step 9, we will finally do the counting of the specific Omer. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe. Avdecha lispor sefirat omer, kedei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu, kemo shekatavta betorata huspartem lachem macharat ha-shabbat, miyom haviachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot, Temimot tiyina mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shevit tesefiru chamishim yom kedei sheyitacharu nashot amcha Yisrael mezo hamatam uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohe Avod Rabbeinu, Shebizchut Sefirat HaOmer, Shesafarti Hayom Yetukan, Ma Shebaganti B'Sefirah. Hod Shebechesed. Appreciation or thankfulness of Chesed. Appreciation within the essence of Chesed, within the frame of Chesed. So, how is appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude, how does that relate to loving kindness? Loving kindness is a cause. Appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude is an effect. How do we manifest that effect? And how do we make it clear to this world of manifestation that we are connecting to loving kindness as the cause of our thankfulness? In our own lives, in our own character development, in what ways can we be thankful? Can we be appreciative in the frame of loving kindness? Can we be thankful that there is someone in our lives that we can love? Can we be thankful that someone in our life loves us? What character trait is blocking our ability to be appreciative? What character trait do we need to change so that we increase the gratitude within the frame of loving kindness? V'et taher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen sela. Today is the 20th day of Nisan. The Sadikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Yecheskel Panay of Carlsberg, he's the son of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov of Moglonitsa, the son of Rabbi Elimelech of Lizench. He was known as the Hidden Righteous One. Rabbi Chai Bar Sheira Geon, Rabbi Yitzhak Hori, Rabbi Yitzhak Dov Ber of Liadi, completed the, we have one more aspect. So the last aspect that we will deal with tonight, well, there's actually two aspects I want to deal with. One is the gematria of Hod Shebechesed is 389. And this is the gematria of the Hebrew word for judgment. In what way does judgment relate to loving kindness? In what way does judgment relate to appreciation? Can you judge everyone leniently as the Torah instructs us? How do you build that character trait within yourself? There are 48 ways to acquire Torah. The fifth method mentioned in the Pirkei Avot is awe. How do we increase awe of the Creator, of Hashem? How do we increase the awe within our own character traits? How do we eliminate the blockages that keeps us from being in awe? And the one final action relates to which prophet connects to this fifth day of the Omer. Which prophet relates to Hod Shebechesed? And that prophet is known as Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol. What makes Aaron a high priest? Why did Hashem choose him to replace all of the firstborn of the children of Israel? That's very much something that you can contemplate in your meditations. So we have completed the counting for today, and we will go on to our study of the Zohar. We are in section 29. We begin our study with section 388. But before we start that, does anyone have any questions regarding the counting of the Omer today? Hua Hashem paked et Sarah kasher amar Rabbi Yochanan patach. This verse is known as part of the Midrash HaNe'elan, and I will translate that shortly. Bahai kira roshech ila ka karmel vedalat ri roshech Targaman Melech Esur Birchatim Isa Kucha Berichu Shaltonim Lema'ala V'shilatonim Lemate Kashanoten Kucha Berichu Ma'ala Lesarim Shel Ma'ela. Notlim Ma'ala Hamlachim Shel Mata. Natan Ma'ala Lasaro. Shel Beval Natal Ma'ala Nevukad Netzer Arishi. Dikti Beya Ant Uresha Dihadahava Vayu Kol Haolam Meshuabadim Tatat Yado Uvno Uvan Beno Ahidikti Roshech Yailach Kakarmel Zehu Nevuki Etzer Ahidikti Techotohi Titzlel Haichvat Baravadalat Roshech Kargaman Zehu Belish Tsur Diyamar Hargavadna Ulavash Melech Yisur Birchitim Zehu Ewil Merodich Shehaya Yisur Adshemet Aviv Nekub Netzer Umelech Tachtiv. The translation: the words Midrash HaNe'elam refers to homiletical interpretations on the obscure. That's enough to contemplate for about 72 hours. And Hashem visited Sarah as he had said. Rabbi Yochanan opened the discussion with this verse. Your head upon you is like Carmel, and the hair of your head like purple. The king is held in the galleries. The Holy One, blessed be He, placed governors on high and down below. When the Holy One, blessed be He, raises the governors on high, He grants the same elevation to the kings below. Thus, because He gave the governor of Babylon rise, Nebuchadnezzar, the wicked also received it. As it is written about him, you are this head of gold, and the entire world was enslaved by him, by his son, and by the son of his son. It is written, your head upon you is like Carmel, which applies to Nebuchadnezzar. And it is also written, the beasts of the field had shadow under it. The phrase, and the hair of your head is like purple, applies to Belshazzar, who said, shall be clothed with scarlet, shall be clothed with purple. The king is held in the galleries, refers to evil Merodach, the king of Babylon, who was imprisoned until the death of his father, and then ruled in his place. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This pasuk is explaining code words that apply to some historical personalities. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I guess Carmel is relating to Mount Carmel.
Yes.
Okay. And Nebuchadnezzar is one of the characters. Belshazzar, Merodach. Are there others with code words?
No. Well, yes, there's other code words with other people in other situations. But this is referring to the time of Nebuchadnezzar, who was involved with the destruction of the first temple.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's explaining is how the... When it says the governors on high, it's referring to the Elohim. It's referring to the angelic ministers of the various nations, all 70 nations. Each one has its own angelic minister. And okay. they, like the Sanhedrin, is a hierarchy, judgment. That hierarchy
has joined.
Of the Elohim, they move up and down relative to each other, just as in the Sanhedrin, when someone felt that he was superior to the person in front of him in line in the hierarchy, he would discuss that with him, and they, between the two of them, they would resolve who was going to be in that higher location between the two. And the same thing is true with the Elohim, the angelic ministers, but it's not by choice, it's not by discussion within themselves. The hierarchy is determined by Hashem, and he says, now it's time for Edom to be in ascendancy. Now it's time for Ishmael to be in ascendancy. Now it's time for Greece to be in ascendancy. And because this decree comes from Hashem, what happens on the spiritual level is that nation, that angelic minister, is elevated in the hierarchy of angelic ministers. But the effect of that is in the physical world, the king of that nation, in one case it's at Nebuchadnezzar, it's another case it's the other two names that are mentioned in this verse. But all of that is describing how these nations elevate. So we think there's a war between, like right now, there's a war between Russia and the Ukraine. Well, up till now, the Ukraine was in the decline and Russia was in the ascendancy over the area of Crimea. But now it appears that there's going to be another struggle. But that would only be if there had been a change in the angelic ministers' hierarchy, that would happen. It's not whether Russia is stronger or Ukraine is stronger. It's what's happening on the spiritual level is always the cause. Any other thoughts or comments about this verse?
Well, I just don't remember Merodach. Belshazzar, yes. Nebuchadnezzar, yes. The idea that he was in prison until the death of his father. And then ruled in his place. I don't remember that.
Well, I think if you look at Daniel chapter 5, verse 7, you'll find that name in that situation.
I figured that with that reference there.
Also, you should realize that when it's translating the word purple, it's actually the word segol.
Right.
Which means the central column. Let's go forward with the next verse, 389. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lemaita ata haitam bashir hashirim ela amar Rabbi Yehuda shiva devarim nevaru kodem shenayavtra haolam ve'elu chen v'gomer Kisei ha-kavod, she-ne'emar nachon kiseich, ma'e'az, me'olam, ata uktiv kisei kavod, marom me'rishon, she-hu haya rosh, Hine kadim lekol enatal hakudsha berichu et hanashima at hora mekise hakavod lehiot meira halaguf adahu Roshach alacha ha-karmel zehu kisei ha-kavod shehu roshal ha-kol v'dalad roshach ha-argaman zohi yo ha-neshama ha-nitelayat Bimenu Melech Isur Barkatim Zehu Haguf Shehu Isur Bekever Bekala Ba'afar Velo Nishir Mimanuela Kemala Arevad Od Harivaid Rokach Rokavu Memanu Yibane Kol Haguf Ukshefoked Hakadosh Baruchu Et Haguf Hu Omer Laret Shetaflit Oto lachut vektiktiv v'eret refaim teipil. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda asks, why does this description appear in the Song of Songs? Then he continued to explain that seven items were created before the creation of the universe. The first is the throne of glory, as it is written. Your throne is established of old, you are from everlasting, and a glorious high throne from the beginning. Hence, this was the beginning, it preceded everything else. And the Holy One, blessed be He, took the pure soul from the throne of glory, so it would shine on the body. This is as it is written, your head upon you like Carmel, which refers to the throne of glory, which is the head over everything. And the phrase, the hair of your head, like purple, refers to the soul that is taken from it. The king is held in the galleries, is the body imprisoned in the grave and consumed in the dust. Nothing remains of it except like a scrap of rot. And from this, the entire body will be rebuilt. And when the Holy One, blessed be He, visits the body, He will tell the earth to cast it out, as it is written, and the earth shall cast out the dead. This pasuk is clear as written, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The earth knows where all bodies are within it. Thus, people who were never buried in a cemetery will also be resurrected. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Hello?
Yes.
Those that are not buried in the earth, but in mausoleums, they still decay, but they're not in the earth. So, and I know Hashem knows where everyone is, and also the Duma, is that the name of the servant in charge of documenting?
Duma is the name of the angel or the species of angel who keeps track of where the souls are and where the bodies are so that he can match the correct soul or soul parts to the body when it's resurrected.
So those in the mausoleum, everyone will be resurrected, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because the mausoleum is earth that's made of stone.
Okay.
There have been many different ways of producing burial mechanisms. The earth, mausoleum, as much as it sounds absurd, even the funeral pyres that certain tribes would have been involved with. I said funeral fires.
Fires.
So they're burning the body, which seems like crematorium, but crematorium is at a much higher temperature than burning a wood fire, which is what the funeral pyres are made from. So there are many different ways that the bodies have been interred, decayed, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all going to be resurrected.
In your lesson the other day, I don't remember what day it was, but you said that all bodies would be resurrected. And they will see each person will see their own body in many different reincarnations, what they've done in the past. And then the bodies are unified, or the bodies are put back in the grave for 1,000 years. I didn't quite understand that. Are they unified?
All the different bodies of your series of lifetimes will be resurrected. And the soul parts that while they were in that body in a lifetime, those soul parts that achieved their tikkun are the soul parts that are going to be put in back into that body. And so those soul parts is what enlivens, what gives it the power to be alive. Those soul parts in each of those bodies will eventually come together in one whole, the way they were within the body of Adam and Eve. And when they do become that level, but you'll be able to meet all of these different lifetimes, and you'll remind them of what happened in your lifetime, and they'll remind you in what happened in their lifetime. And as when you meet, there will be an exchange of the soul parts. There will be a unification of the soul parts. But ultimately, each body will live 1,000 years, is what the prophecy says.
Okay, each body will live 1,000 years. Okay.
Yes. Now, the early part of that process, there may still be children. But later in that process, there will not be children because there will be no more need to reincarnate. There'll be no more need for a child to come through the process because the bodies have all been resurrected. And all the soul parts will be on earth.
So even if we were wicked, I mean really wicked past times, which we don't know of our past history because of our memories are wiped out, what happens to the wicked bodies that come in back to resurrection? I mean, you know.
Well, let's define what it means by wicked with respect to a body.
Well,
it means that body was stronger than the soul parts that were within it during that lifetime. And so to be a wicked body means that there is absolutely no soul part, no sparks of a soul that made its tikkun in that lifetime. And so there is no soul to enliven that body. The body doesn't become resurrected.
Okay.
But if that body did participate in a positive mitzvah, if they did a good deed, then that the effect of that good deed will be transferred to one of the other soul parts, one of the other bodies. And that body will not, the evil body will not be resurrected, but the reward for the good deed will be given to another body. We read about that in the reincarnation classes.
Okay.
And that was the other day, Malka, because I blew it and said that we started at, I believe it was 390, and we really needed to start at 388. So that by soon I'll put up that recording for the 390 and 391, and we'll probably start with 392 to next week. Are there any other questions? You all have a good evening, a wonderful holiday. Tomorrow we will have the two classes, the one at 7 a.m. West Coast time for the reading of the six-day reading, Aliyah, and the 11 o'clock class, which will be the seventh Aliyah, along with Shir HaShirim, reminding you that there will not be any classes on Saturday, Motzi Shabbat, there will not be the Zohar class, and then the eighth day of Pesach, which is Sunday, there will not be any classes on that day as well. So after the Shir HaShirim session tomorrow, our next class will be Monday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, where we will have Aliyah 1. So Monday we'll have Aliyah 1 and 2 for the Parashah of Shemini. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Hag Sameach.
Thank you.
Was there another question?
No, just getting you the bus. Unless somebody else.
I have a question. Today's
thank you.
Which Omar are we counting tonight?
We just finished counting the fifth
okay.
Day of the Omar.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful
holiday. Shalom Gadol.